There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier, we're telling you about Kimberly from Little Big Town on live television, calling up her mom and dad to confess to them that she and her husband of 18 years, by the way, in her words, got eloped before their actual wedding ceremony. And her parents never knew until she confessed it on live TV. And it got me thinking about something I've never confessed to my parents. I never told my dad this before he passed away. My mom doesn't know this, but I'll break it right now. I crashed their car when I was a teenager and didn't tell them.
Uh-oh.
I blamed it on somebody else.
Ooh.
I was driving super sexy. I was driving their station wagon to get to go on a date. Went to get the car wash at one of those gas station car washes where the device moves, but you don't. I didn't park it the right way, and when the thing moved, it completely
right along the
scraped
side
the side of my parents' car. So I went to my date. I got home that night and completely made up a story how somebody hit me in the parking ramp, and I came out of the restaurant, and it was like that. Total lie. To this day, until right now, if mom's listening on the free Odyssey app.
Well, you know, or we could call your mom.
Yeah, I suppose we can call her. Now I'm getting nervous. Now I'm being all Kimberly here.
I think we try to call your mom. I think you should let her know.
100% mom has no idea what we're talking about. She'll not even remember that accident. But
right,
yeah,
well,
I totally lied about it until just now. This will be good. This will be healthy.
You need to tell her.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this. Nothing's wrong, first of all.
Yeah, right. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. We're talking about family secrets because a member of Little Big Town had to call her mother before she went on national television to let her mother know a secret she hadn't told her for 18 years, that her and her husband had actually eloped 6 months before their actual wedding. And it was so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mom was fine. But John just shared a family secret with us, and we figured he needs to confess it to you.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, Mom, remember your Caprice Classic station wagon?
Yes.
So, when I was in high school, I went on a date, and I decided to get the car washed. And I went to a gas station car wash, and I didn't park it the right way. And the car wash that moved scraped the entire side of your Caprice Classic station wagon, like from the front right to the back, the whole way down. And I basically wrecked your car. And I lied to you, and I told you and Dad that I went to a restaurant in downtown Minneapolis with my date and parked it in a parking ramp. And when I came out, it looked like that. And you guys bought it. And I'm sure you have no recollection of this whatsoever, but I've been holding on to that. I just wanted to confess it to you now since we're coming clean.
I guess the insurance company covered it, right?
I mean, I don't know, Mom. You can punish me if you want.
Oh, gosh, no, please. Bonnie, please punish him. Please.
No. What am I going to say? Bad boy. Give him a little slap on his knuckles, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
on my knuckles.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, Mom, I feel good about this. I do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was dishonest with you.
Oh, I'm very happy that you are relieved now, dear. It's the least I could do.
That's so great.
All right, Mom. Sorry to bother you. Are you at church right now?
Yes, we're putting together a basket of goodies for a pasta supper that we're having. They're doing an auction, and so we're just putting together a nice little basket of goodies.
I think it's really appropriate, then, that John called to confess that he lied to his right. mother while she's in a church.
Yes.
Bless me, Mother, for I have sinned.
Oh, I love you.
It's been way too many years since my last confession.
Yeah, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it anymore.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Bye. Bye, everybody. I love you guys. Bye.
All right. Mom took that well. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. January is not even over yet, and producer Jessica's been to, like, a, what, 100 San Diego Broadway plays?
Just two.
That's still two more than both of us.
Well, you guys get the invites, too. I'm just the only one that took some up on the other.
Yeah, I know, I know.
What is with your voice? What is that?
Producer Jessica, you were so ecstatic in your video after coming out of Broadway San Diego's production of Some Like It Hot.
It was so fantastic. Fun fact about me, I love tap dancing. I don't know why.
Sure, it's a fun fact.
I don't know. Tell it to parties. I've never been a tap dancer, except I think maybe when I was three, I did like a tap dancing class. But something about watching tap dancers is so fascinating to me.
Okay.
And that's most of the dancing in this play.
Okay.
In this show, which was so fun. But it's, of course, the Some Like It Hot. It's based on the movie with Marilyn Monroe from
right.
forever ago.
Which they filmed part of that movie at the Hotel Del.
Yeah, but it was set in Miami.
Okay.
This time, the play itself is actually set in San Diego.
Oh, that's cool.
And at the Hotel Del. In fact, nice. The second half of the show is all in San Diego at the Hotel Del.
That's super cool.
Isn't that cool?
Was it going through extensive remodeling that the Del always seems to be doing?
No. Not in the Prohibition era. It was brand spanking new then.
Were they charging you $35 for one drink like the Del does now?
I love the Dell.
I love the Dell, too. I just don't like what my bank account looks like when I leave the Dell.
No. But it was great. The actors are all fantastic in it. The costumes are great. It's fun. There's no, like, real down spots in it. You're laughing the whole time. It was so much fun.
Okay. Five stars from producer Jessica for Some Like It Hot with Broadway San Diego.
A fun fact about tap dancing.
Okay.
Who knew?
By the way, Wicked is next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Almost there. You usually do it much louder and more forceful, but yeah. I usually am like pushed across the room by it.
All right. 833-287-1037. Want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Billy Currington and, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Billy Currington and Kip Moore. That show is in July at Gallagher Square, and we want to send you there just for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And if you beat Tam, doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you get $100 too. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Yesterday, we shared a great story about my husband, Kurt, who started at my gym over a year ago and now has kind of become their model on their Instagram reels. It was a real feel-good gym story. And one of our coworkers here, Cordell, he's here to, I believe, gym shame someone, right, Cordell?
Don't tell my manager.
Okay, we won't.
Cordell? Hate to break it to you, pal. But
do we want to give you a fake name?
No,
we can do
okay.
that.
Oh,
first, wait,
yeah,
what's up, Mordell?
So the other day we were talking about gym stories, and he told me this story about an old gym he went to.
Okay.
And it's why he kind of has trauma with the gym.
24-hour fitness in Pacific Beach.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Not to call anybody out at all.
Okay, so, you know, you're waiting sometimes for the bench or the dumbbells or something,
mm-hmm.
and so this guy was using the bench, and I wanted to get on there, so I'm waiting. And then he proceeds to sit down, take off his shoe, take off his sock, and start clipping his nails.
No.
On the weight bench?
On the weight bench, right in the middle of the gym.
That's so gross.
It was disgusting.
Where's he hiding his nail clippers? What I want to know.
Oh, that's a good question.
I walked away, but I assume he just left them on the ground.
I am.
Gosh.
And then the next person that hits that rug and does push-ups has his old clippings right in their face?
Yes.
So was this a gym that didn't have its own men's locker room?
It did have. It's got a huge men's locker room.
Plenty of places for you to go, dude. Like maybe in the toilet room.
Or, I don't know, maybe your own hole.
Right.
Did you say, hey, bro, what's with the clippings? Are you a jungle animal? What are you doing here?
This was a guy that I didn't want to talk to.
So. Well, I don't blame you.
Was he gigantic? Was he bigger than you?
Yeah, everybody's bigger than me, John.
You got a big character.
Wait,
pal.
It's Mordell.
Mordell, you're very well put together. Anyway, that's just disgusting. That's just so disgusting. And no one calls him out.
Nobody called him out. There's
people,
which is bizarre.
People think that they have carte blanche at a gym to just do whatever they want. It's so weird.
I thought you were going to say something like didn't wipe the machine down or
sat there and took a nap.
The last thing I expected was what you just said.
That's why I'm traumatized.
I know. That's seriously, though. Yeah. Who does that? That guy does that. Yeah. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Samantha is in Chula Vista. Hi, Samantha.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, hello, good morning back. Samantha, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Can you excuse us, please, Tam?
Oh, yes, you're so nice.
Samantha, I've got five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you, Samantha, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. And I'm sorry, I'm working at a school, so the morning announcements are on. Don't mind them.
What are they serving for lunch today? What do we have, you think?
You know, I think we have a bean and cheese burrito, which is probably my favorite because our lovely cafeteria ladies make their own homemade salsa to go along with it.
All right. Love that. You want to plug the school?
That sounds great. I work for Cesar Chavez Elementary School over in Southeast San Diego.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. Well, let's do this, Samantha. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, okay?
Okay.
The Grammys are this Sunday. The Grammy Awards award excellence in what style of entertainment?
That would be music.
Emma Watson turned down the role of Mia in La La Land, so this Emma took the role and won the Oscar for it. Who is this Emma?
Oh, my gosh. That would be Emma Stone.
Ariel Winter turned 27 this week. She played Alex Dumphy on what long-running show?
That would be, Modern Family.
The reboot of Frasier has been booted. Now, Frasier was a character that was introduced on the sitcom Cheers, which was set in Boston. The spinoff was the original Frasier that was set in this city.
Ooh. The original set. Oh, my gosh. New York? I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, the Stay in L.A. campaign is growing. Just days after launching the campaign, designed to encourage more production to return to L.A. following the devastating wildfires, the group has now over 15,000 signatures to its petition. And now includes Keanu Reeves from John Wick and The Matrix. In The Matrix, he plays Neo. What color pill does Neo take in The Matrix?
Oh, my God. I know that there were two colors. I'm going to say red.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Samantha, all you're doing right now is thinking how well you did and thinking about that bean burrito you're going to have for lunch.
Mm. I'm actually very excited about it. I'm not going
to
lie.
I get excited about food, too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's the worst part about when you're like watching what you eat, especially on the weekends. Like, I've got nothing to look forward to this week. I'm sorry. Boneless, skinless chicken breast. Yeah, you're sexy.
Just pretend it's something better.
Samantha did 4 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Samantha.
Thank you.
Tammy, the Grammy Awards are this Sunday. The Grammys award excellence in what style of entertainment?
Music.
Is correct. Samantha knew that 1-1. I did not know this until I wrote this. Emma Watson turned down the role of Mia in La La Land. So this Emma took the role and won an Oscar for it. Who is this Emma?
Emma Stone.
Man, you think Emma Watson desperate to ditch that Hermione persona from Harry Potter is kicking herself for that one?
I don't know. I mean, because...
Do you think she could have won an Oscar for it?
I don't know. And I think it's just, maybe it just didn't fit her or feel like
God,
her.
That would drive me crazy. That's 2-2. Ariel Winter turned 27 this week. She played Alex Dumphy on what long-running show?
Modern Family.
Gosh, he's still so young. Anyway, 3-3. The reboot of Frasier has been booted. Frasier was a character that was introduced on the sitcom Cheers, which was set in Boston. The spinoff of Cheers was the original Frasier that was set in this city.
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle is right. Samantha, it came to you just then, did it?
Dang, I know. As soon as you said it for the second time, I remembered that.
Sorry about that. All right, well, now it's 4-3. Tammy, and finally, Tammy, the Stay in L.A. campaign is growing. Just days after launching that campaign designed to encourage more production to return to the city following the devastating wildfires, the group now has over 15,000 signatures to its petition and now includes Keanu Reeves from John Wick and The Matrix. In The Matrix, he plays Neo. What color pill does Neo take in The Matrix?
Oh, is it the red or blue? Dang it, I never know which one's which. I'm going to say, I'm going to say he takes the red.
One pill will take you to the pretend world that you live in. The other will take you into The Matrix. And that is the red pill. You both got it right. Nicely done. Nicely done. Today, Samantha, Tammy goes 5 out of 5. So really, nothing you could do.
Even if you would have remembered Seattle. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I know.
Exactly right. So bad news, no money from Tammy, but we do have a great prize for you still.
You have a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore. They're going to be performing at Gallagher Square at Petco Park on July 19th.
How exciting. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Samantha, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at school. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Samantha Chilavista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
That is an Odyssey world premiere. Nice to see the guys Rascal Flatts putting out some new music. Mm-hmm. And welcome to KSON, the Jonas Brothers.
The song is called I Dare You. You'll be hearing it all day here on KSON.
833-287-1037. If kids are famous for anything... It's the amount of mess they can make out of seemingly nothing.
Producer Jessica had quite the experience with her son, Walt. What did Walt get into?
So, I don't know if you're familiar with what water beads are.
I am not.
Okay, so they're these tiny, tiny, tiny little things that you hydrate, and they get bigger, and they're kind of slimy-ish. They're a great sensory toy.
Okay.
Wonderful sensory toy. But before you hydrate them, they're the tiniest little, like, smaller than a seed, like maybe like grain of sand.
Okay.
Almost size. And I had a whole bag of them, which is probably like millions in this bag because they're so tiny.
And what yes. do you do when they're hydrated and they're all slimy and big? What do you do with them then? You're like, shoot
yeah, like
them,
you would with sand them? Or anything else. It's a sensory toy.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Walt found the bag, even though it was up high, he's getting taller.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I was in the front room. He was in the kitchen. And all of a sudden, I thought maybe the water was on. I'm like, what is that noise? I come out to the kitchen, and they are everywhere. He just spilled the bag of all these little tiny itsy-bitsy little things. It was like sand all over the kitchen. It was on the counters, on the floors, and millions of them.
Okay.
It was...
a pain in the you-know-what to clean up, I imagine.
You bet.
And then, heaven forbid, if any water splashes anywhere.
Yeah.
We get big and slimy. I guarantee you, there's a couple of... what do they call water drops?
Water beads.
Water. I bet there's a few errant water beads still on the loose in your kitchen.
Oh, I can guarantee there are. Even though I vacuumed a few times.
We want to hear the latest thing that your kid got into and made one hell of a mess. 833-287-1037. Or you know what? Maybe you can share something you did when you were a kid. Like the time my sisters and I decided when my parents were gone fishing for a couple hours, you know what would be really fun? Is if we decorated the stove like a giant birthday cake and took ketchup and mustard and decorated the whole thing. Then all of a sudden, mom and dad come back early and you panic. So you take every kitchen towel your mom has to wipe it all down and hide it in the bottom of the laundry basket.
Dad
walks in... And we weren't young. We were old enough to be home alone because he said, did you guys make hot dogs for lunch? We're like, Yeah.
Yeah, we sure did.
Oof. I mean, I can't believe that my mother didn't come back later, because you know she found all those towels.
Wait a second. They never busted you for it?
Never got busted for it.
Well,
wow.
My mom saved our butts is what I think would happen.
I think you're right. Literally.
Literally.
833-287-1037. What unbelievable mess did your sweet, innocent little child just create? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Producer Jessica's son, Walt, got into water beads and spilled them everywhere in her kitchen. 833-287-1037. What kind of mess has your kid made? All right, Jordan, go ahead and share.
So, I don't have any kids, but can I say what I did on behalf of my dad?
Sure. Yes, take yourself back to your childhood. What mess did you make for mom and dad to clean up?
So, my dad had the entire backyard concreted, and he put that red maroon stain on it, and then did a final gloss coat on top of it.
Okay.
And before my dad could come home, I decided to take my RC car and drive it around the entire backyard, all the brand new cement completely laid. It's just destroyed. Still the way it is the same day I did it.
So wait a second. It's not even hours old, your dad's brand new backyard.
Yeah.
You destroy it with a remote control car.
The second the guys leave.
He never had 1 minute to enjoy his backyard that he paid for.
Yeah, he never saw it. He was at work when I did it.
And to this day, it exists still?
Yes. Because I never told anyone. I thought it would just go away like mud or something. You know, I was only like 6 or 7 years old, or maybe 8. I don't know. I can't remember. But
yeah, at that age, it's like if you just ignore it or you run away or, you know, it'll all be fine, right?
Yeah. No, not so much. So I figured that was a pretty bad one.
All right, Jordan. It was pretty bad.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right, you guys. Take care. All right, bye.
John, Jessica has got a story to share about a mess she made as a kid.
All right, Jessica, go ahead.
So when I was younger, our entire backyard was in cement, and it happened to be all dirt, and when it rained, it turned into mud.
Oh, of course it did.
Yeah, so me and my neighbor decided to go roll around in it and then shower off in our shower. Well, it clogged up the bathtub, and there was mud from the ceiling to the floor to the door handles, so our mom took us into the backyard and sprayed us off with the hose.
You had nothing but the best intentions. You're like, listen, we're dirty, but we'll take care of ourselves. We'll go clean ourselves. You know, you didn't know what was going to happen.
Not at all. And we tore up the entire backyard. There was a little spot of mud, and then there was a whole backyard of now torn up grass.
Oh, your parents must have loved that.
Oh, they still do.
All right, Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of us adults are getting stuff off our chest that we did as a kid, but Wendy, your son made one heck of a mess. Go ahead and call him out.
My son, he's 17 now, but when he was a still toddler, he broke every egg in the house for 6 months.
He broke every egg?
Every egg. We disciplined him, so then he started hiding it. He actually put him into the Sony PlayStation.
He took an egg and jammed it in the Sony PlayStation?
He did.
He ruined the PlayStation is what he did.
He ruined the PlayStation. Absolutely. Broke every egg that we brought into the house for 6 months.
What was his hatred of eggs? Did he not want to...
It's fun to crack eggs. I mean, it's fun.
He was looking for baby chicks.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he's a very intelligent child, and he's very persistent, and he goes for what he wants until he gets an answer.
All right. 833-287-1037. Want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore. That show is in July at Gallagher Square, and we want to send you there just for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And if you beat Tam, you get $100 too. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Guys, I have some big breaking news. I have pushed the wrong button.
You scared the crap out of both of us.
No.
Oh my God.
No, you have to be punished now.
Yes, you do.
Okay. My breaking news is that for the first time in my life, or as long as I can remember at least, I'm cutting the cable cord. I'm not going to get cable in my new place.
Okay.
Nothing against those who work for cable companies.
Yes.
I've been a cable customer my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally decided that, you know, let's be honest, there's better, more reasonable options.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking that road. It's taken me a long time to do this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you just don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. You just don't. Sorry.
I know. I've been so frustrated because with DirecTV and a lot of that, when we were having the winds and stuff, of course, satellite doesn't work right. Then there's weather and blah, 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 blah. And I basically said to my husband, we're paying for a DVR is basically all we're doing. And now we can't even watch that because it's all screwed up. I need to get rid of it because I already have like basically every app you can have.
So you have apps for streaming and you have DirecTV?
Yeah. I know.
What, are you just wasting money?
Well, I mean, I have that too, but then I had that too when I had DirecTV, but now I've switched to YouTube TV.
Which I have. I had to get YouTube TV to watch Packer games that weren't being shown.
So you subscribe to YouTube TV and you have DirecTV and you have all these apps?
Yeah.
You're doubling up on your TV service.
Jessica, do you have a lighter? I think Tammy just wants to burn some money today.
Apparently.
This is so unlike you.
I know. But Tammy, you know how hard it is to cancel something, right? Because then they talk to you and then you're on hold and then you got to wait and then you do this.
No, you don't.
Okay. No?
I did it a couple months ago when I finally had enough. It was during the playoffs with the Padres and I couldn't get the Padres games in San Diego, which was BS.
Yes, it is.
So I finally had enough and I called DirecTV. It took me 10 minutes. The woman didn't even try to upsell me. She went, you know, you can't get this package again if you try to do it again. I'm like, okay. And she's like, all right, cool. And
she's probably headed up to here,
too. Yeah, like, I bet she has. 10 minutes, Tammy. Okay. I called and
I'm
was
doing
done.
It. I'm doing it today. Do it now. I promise.
Do it right now, young lady.
I promise.
I got to be honest. I'm very disappointed in you.
Oh, my God.
My
shut
mind
up.
Is blown that you literally have two cable services, basically. You're paying for two cables.
Yeah, I
Hey, can I have some money? Clearly, you don't care about yours.
Obviously. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I promise.
I can't believe that I'm doing something that's more intelligent than you are for the first time in my life. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm in shock. Actual shock.
The whole listening audience is, Tammy.
Yeah. Disappointed.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Promise I will have it done today. And Monday morning, when you check in with me, if I haven't all done it, John, you can use this on me.
All right.
Okay. Although I do love your sound on that.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Tim. Tim's an IB. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Appreciate you asking, pal. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, can I have you leave the studio, please?
You bet. You're so polite. Good luck.
Tim, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, pal. Tim, true or false, Martha Stewart was asked to host SNL in 2005, but her parole officer wouldn't let her.
I would say true.
The final season of The Conners will premiere on March 26th. What was the prequel to The Conners?
The Conners, the preview, I have not a clue.
Okay. Cynthia Erivo says Wicked fans come up to her and randomly sing Defying Gravity. What role does Cynthia play in Wicked?
The Wicked Witch of the West?
I need a name, buddy.
Gretchen.
That's a good guess. The new Hulu series, Paradise, was originally going to be called Paradise City, but they couldn't come to terms with the rock band that made that song famous. What's that rock band?
Let's say Beastie Boys.
And finally, Heather Graham turned 55 this week. She played Roller Girl in what legendary movie that also starred Mark Wahlberg as Dirk Diggler?
The Other Guys.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
I don't think that's right.
Well, you're right about that. Tim, what you got going on today, buddy?
Right now I'm heading to go get Dutch Bros coffee. It's my day off.
Oh, well, I appreciate you spending time with us on your day off. Tim, about to get caffeinated, did 1 out of 5.
Yeah. Okay.
True or false? Martha Stewart was asked to host SNL in 2005, but her parole officer wouldn't let her. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go ahead with true.
Yeah, maybe my favorite question of the year so far. It's 1-1. Tim knew that one. The final season of The Conners will premiere on March 26th. What was the prequel to The Conners?
Roseanne.
Roseanne. Tim couldn't remember. 2-1 Tam. Cynthia Arrivo says Wicked fans come up to her randomly singing Defying Gravity. I'm sure that doesn't get annoying at all. What role does Cynthia play in Wicked?
Elphaba
is right. Tim went with Wicked Witch. I had to be more specific than that, unfortunately. 3-1, Tam. The new Hulu series, Paradise, was originally going to be called Paradise City, but they couldn't come to terms with the rock band that made that song famous. What's that band?
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. That is...
Boy, what's sounds, I'm Axl listening Rose, to the record right now.
Axl Rose, it's...
You basically said half the name right there.
Why am I having such a problem with that? Guns N' Roses. Thank you. Jeez.
Axl Rose. I can't think of the name.
Slash was the guitar player.
Something about a gun. It's just escaping me. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Heather Graham turned 55 this week. She played Roller Girl in what legendary movie that also starred Mark Wahlberg as Dirk Diggler?
Oh, God. Yeah, that movie is so sad. But what is the name of it? I know what it's about, the adult movie star, but I can't remember the name.
Boogie Nights.
Ah.
Tim couldn't remember it either. 4-1, a final score today, Tim. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, pal, but we have a great prize for you to wrap up the week.
You are going to get a pair of tickets now to go see Billy Currington and Kit Moore at Gallagher Square, Petco Park, July 19th.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, pal. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy that coffee and your day off. Before you leave, though, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Tim in Imperial Beach, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, allow me to indulge in a legitimate concern, and I needed to call my buddy and yours, Steve Woods. Woods from Ben and Woods down the hall, 97.3 The Fan.
We're not going to have a big, big, giant, long sports break, right?
No. I know that you guys are as obviously covering the Padres the way you do. Don't you think somebody should provide some grief counseling for the San Diego Padres fans this offseason with all the players we've lost? It started with Blake Snell doing the unthinkable and signing with the Dodgers. We lose Jurickson Profar, and then the news that dropped this week that we are saying goodbye to our beloved Ha-Seong Kim. Maybe the most beloved Padre. This one hurts, man.
Yeah, Profar gutted me. I mean, you're talking about, though, those two guys. That's some heart and soul of the lineup, the team.
They were so tight last year. Yeah. They were so together last year. And even though it fell short, they were so vibrant, and everyone was so happy to be playing with each other. Ha-Seong Kim goes to Tampa?
Yeah.
They don't have any fans in Tampa.
No,
they can't
he'd be playing in front of 14 people. Good for him. He got a lot of money,
he
deserved. But, yeah, man, it's what's kind of what we go through every day. It's just one four-hour grief session on the air.
Are you guys providing counseling for your listeners?
I go to private counseling for myself to then be able to help.
Use some of that?
Yeah, use some of that money well spent for me and for our audience as well.
So is it fair to say that they left just for money?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and maybe also because we didn't have a ton of money to give them. So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, I can't begrudge a guy for getting his bag ever, but it sucks. There's no two ways to look at it. You lost your heart and lungs from last year's team. The Profar one is the one that gutted me.
Because we could have had him.
Could have had him.
And they didn't make an effort to keep him.
Correct.
Why?
Money. It's always money.
Profar made $1 million with us last year, had the season of his life, and deserves every cent he gets. Yep. I begrudge him nothing.
Correct.
We've got a solid roster still.
Yeah, very, very solid.
But, I mean...
I'm all nervous now.
Yes, I know.
Because is Jackson Merrill now going to go off the rails? Because Profar was one who kept him for his young... And I'm not making a joke here. Because
no, you're right.
I believe that Profar is the one who really helped keep him on staying focused and narrow because he's so young, right? And it's so easy, as we know, in anything where somebody gets fame when you're young to go the wrong direction. And he had talked about Profar helping him. Now who's he going to go to?
Well, he can go to Manny still. Manny's still his guy. Manny helped him a lot, too. Manny's going to be here for a long time.
I'm glad that you brought that up, though, Tammy. Did you guys see the heartfelt message that Fernando Tatis Jr.'s mom wrote to Profar?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this really hurts. We love this team so much. Clearly, we sell out every game.
Yep.
Fan Fest tomorrow will be jam-packed with hopeful Padre fans.
Every year, no matter what team you're a fan of, you look at yourself and go, why not us this year? And I think... they need to embrace the underdog role and run with it hard, because that's exactly what they are.
See, this is what I needed. This is what I needed,
Tammy. I know, but I'm still stuck on his mom wrote the letter.
I didn't even see that.
First of all, before we get to this, because I think this letter is going to make me cry. He made $1 million last year, and he left to make $42 million. I totally understand that.
Of course.
I totally get that.
The Padres could have kept him, though. They could have offered him enough to stay. He did not want to leave.
Yeah.
That's what I firmly believe. But listen, who's going to turn that down?
Okay, I'm gonna get a tissue. Go ahead and read the letter.
Congratulations to our dear Jurickson Profar. May the Lord continue to add blessings in your career, but above all in your emotional, physical, and spiritual life. We pray that you continue to reap success and you can prove there's still a lot of Jurickson Profar to give thanks in baseball.
Oh.
In good time. That's a player's mother.
It's a mommy.
I know.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Anyway, have faith. Thank you, Woodsy. I needed that little boost of positivity, because there really has not been too much.
Yeah.
Or I'll say it a different way. There's been none in the Padres offseason so far, and we're waiting for anything to happen as training camp opens in just a couple of weeks, man. Mm-hmm. And obviously Fan Fest tomorrow. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. What's everybody got going on this weekend? Wow me. Astound me. Tammy.
You know what I have going on this weekend? Not moving my daughter anymore. So
celebrate that.
It's going to be what I want to do this weekend.
How about you, producer Jessica? Oh, I know what you're doing. You're off to Disney today.
Yes. Yeah. After the show, I'm going to go head down to Disney, and I got the 10K tomorrow and then a half marathon on Sunday.
I feel so lazy. I feel so incredibly lazy.
I am so stressed.
Oh, I know you are, honey, but you're going to be fine. You're not going to get swept. You're going to do a great job.
And by the way, when you're done with both those runs, mm-hmm. you can eat whatever you want.
Very true. And I'm at Disney, so, you know, good food. And by the way, I am doing it all for St. Jude. So that's the important part. And I'll put, once again, my link if you guys want to donate, anybody wants to donate, because I do have to get to $2,000. So I'll put it on the KSON Facebook page.
My weekend is nothing this weekend. Just a lot of moving, a lot of doing that. You know, the stuff that you've been doing the last couple of weeks. But I'm more focused on what's happening on Monday and all next week on our show. We are giving away Lainey Wilson tickets. The only show Lainey has in Southern California. And we're giving out your tickets all next week during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yay.
So we are super stoked about that. Have a great weekend. Sean and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.